What's good, Zimbabwe Mushe Muri Zimbabwe Lingadi Chwana Janim Sakazo Mushe Zimbabwe Mushe Ita Ita Olande Piko Hama Zangu. To everybody joining us right now, you're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Sakazo Mushe, welcome to everybody tuning in right now. You're tuned into Live Talk, brought to you by Studio 7, a voice of America. Muri Zimbabwe, Sakazo Mushe on a Tuesday, December 28th, 2021. I'm your host, Mike Corbett. Once again, Zuluganda was Tanubonga, Wonkumundo, and I will say, look, Chinotenda Zukruza, Kunemunu West, Arupinda Pacho, The Connection. I'm winning in Mike Hove. I am your host, Mike Hove, coming to you from my apartment on Tuesday, December 28th, 2021. Muri Zimbabwe namhlanje uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo nathi ngisho kwashekishewe chiki tikwenda mberi tichalisa nyaya yekupararira kwedenda recovid-19. We continue the discussion on the COVID-19 pandemic. However, as usual, the discussion is not just going to end there. We're also going to be spotlighting youth-led initiatives helping Zimbabweans better fight the COVID-19 pandemic. And of course, we're going to be profiling young Zimbabweans as we look back at the year 2021. We're going to be joined by a lot of prominent young people who brought joys to your hearts throughout the year 2021, who brought smiles to your faces throughout the year 2021, who entertained you throughout the year 2021. Now, unfortunately, Mtsakazo Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, tonight's program is pre-recorded. What this means for you, our loyal listeners, is you will not be able to tune in live. As per usual, you can't call in onto the program. However, siloke sisonke like so, sisonke abushele lethu labasakhulayo, we're together here on Live Talk, The Connection, Muri Zimbabwe. So do not forget, we're broadcasting live on our Facebook pages. That is VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and of course, VOA Studio 7. For all our YouTube fanatics, we're broadcasting on our YouTube page. Our official page is at VOA Zimbabwe, so you can, of course, leave your feedback there. For those that like watching the program on our webpage, as we speak, Mtsakazo Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, we're broadcasting on our three web pages, that being www.voandebele.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, and of course, www.voashana.com. So go ahead and leave your feedback on all available pages for our YouTube fanatics. Remember, Skwanabu YouTube. For those that like watching on Facebook, we're available on Facebook. For those that like listening on radio, we're available on radio. And of course, you can leave your feedback. And most importantly, seeing as though it's the last show of the year 2021, leave your festive greetings for your loved one for the Zimbabwe. Leave them your festive greetings in the comment section. Let them see and what they have to say about the Christmas season. As usual, I'm Mtsakazo Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, as we delve into tonight's discussion. First up, an update on COVID-19. Now, Muri Zimbabwe, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Child Care, Zimbabwe currently has 205,449 COVID-19 cases, 166,717 recoveries, and 4,908 deaths. Now, last night alone, Zimbabwe Moshe, and for everybody watching on our Facebook pages, you can see the latest information on the screen. So if you're currently tuning in via radio, I'd urge you to come to our Facebook page or our YouTube page or our websites. Last night alone, Mtsakazo Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, 1,098 new cases were recorded, 4,506 recoveries, and 17 deaths. Now, to date, 4,105,020 people have taken the first COVID-19 jab, and those that are fully vaccinated is 3,113,149. So those are the latest COVID-19 statistics released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare. But whilst on the discussion of the vaccine, I'm sure there's a lot of people who have been seeing a lot of activity that's been happening recently in Zimbabwe talking about the COVID-19 vaccine and, of course, COVID-19 awareness. But amongst them is a well-known cyclist who recently rode his bicycle all the way from Johannesburg, through to going to Ziyathunga Wobulawayo. Here we're talking about Umeli Ndlovu, who rode all the way from South Africa through to Zimbabwe on his bicycle with his COVID-19 awareness program. Now, at this time, over the weekend, Umeli Ndlovu continued with his COVID-19 awareness program. However, he was in partnership with the Southwestern Region Gender Network as they continued raising awareness on the COVID-19 pandemic. So without wasting time, Muriya Zimbabwe, let's head over to a report produced by VOA correspondent Evra Chisaswanda, where he spoke to Umeli Ndlovu and others about this COVID-19 initiative that they had over the weekend.
A justice society where power, gender, focus, civic society, organization, which was the change. So, the people who are negative about that, they can be Chandra Kulu, what have a tax awareness yet trading a COVID-19. What was looking from the Ranja and the daily ice to the clock?
Southwestern Region Gender Network, a regional gender focused network, sikhangela konke okuphathelane labo mama la mantombazana labo baba labafana. Kodwa injongo yethu namhlanje sikuhlelo lwe awareness ye COVID-19. Sibuye lo mfo wethu lo odrive all the way from South Africa etshela abantu ngokuqakatheka kwe-COVID-19 ukuthi abantu bazivikele kanjani. Njengoba nje kusasa kulilanga lekhisimusi, abanye siyasuka sijabule, sikhohlwe, sikhohlwe ukugqoka amamaski, sikhohlwe ku-sanitizer, sikhohlwe i-social distancing. Abanye siyabe sigonana lezihlobo zethu ezivela all over the world, sibe sesilibala ukuthi ubhubhane lolu lukhona lizoqeda abantu. Siyabonga ukuthi sibe khona, sixhasane lapha, sikhumbuzane ngoba i-COVID-19 ikhona. Asiyeni vaccinatwa, sigeze izandla mahlabezulu, senze i-social distancing, sikhumbuzane nge-COVID-19 pandemic ngoba ikhona. Sigqoke kuhle amamaski, siyaqonqosela. Yikho ke umbhuti lo ebuyile vele South Africa ukuthi bakithi sebephelile abantu e-South Africa, kabangapheli leZimbabwe ngoba leyinto umkhuhlane lo ukhona.
Naye engikhulumayo ngu-Councillor Mdiko ka-Enketha kuwa 25, ngiphinde ngibe ngu-18 Councillor emganini wa 26. Okwakuqala ngithanda ukuthi khona ngithi zakhamizi zeNketha ngithisela ikhisimusi enhle lomnyaka omutsha omuhle. Konke ubunzima esihlangane nakho phakathi konke kasikufakele kuNkulunkulu, kodwa ngicela i-unity phakathi kwaBulawayo ukuthi sibone ukuthi sibambele kwenzela uBulawayo ukuthi simguqule lapho akhona, sibambele singabantu bakaBulawayo. Bese ngithi ngithanda ukuthi ngibonge kakhulu le jaha lakithi uMeli Ndlovu. Kuyajabulisa kakhulu bakithi uhlangothini langakithi kumbe ngithele esindebeleni ukubona omunye wakini ephakama kangaka ngikhathi sinengeke sikubala kungamakhiwa esuka khona lezo siya lapha kodwa nanga umuntu wakithi ekhezi bakithi ngasimsupporteni ende sijabule ngento ayenzileyo ngithanda ukuthi bakithi nginanzeleleke umkhuhlane we-COVID okhona phakathi komhlaba ayikapheli sinazelele ukuthi siyalandela i-chechela abasinika nabezempilo kahle
indaba le ngikhuluma ukuthi mamafoni le ihambelezisa abantwana ekhaya ukuthi i-COVID iyabulala omunye sezokutshela ukuthi ayikho le nto leyo sazalwa azange sayiyo yinto ekhona khona manje ungabakwazi ukuthi ungazibuza ukuthi or ugugule ukuthi bangaka abantu abashonileyo eZimbabwe namhlanje into yakhona izokudanisa bebulawa yiyo indaba ye-COVID i-COVID yenziwa ukuthi abanye asilandeli imithetho yakhona ngoba umuntu usuka azitshela ukuthi hayi mina ngijovile ngeke mina ngenze nomkhuhlane onjengalokhu so ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi enkulumane lapha ngithole isizo samthakazi abaningi abanye bafakile amamaski abanye bengibakhuza lapha abaningi bafakile amamaski abanye abafakanga
company
sithunyelwa i-South Western Region Gender Network.
Well, Zulukanda Bamthakazi Muhle, you just heard there from Umeli Ndlovu. He was continuing uhlelo lwakhe olujonge ukuthi ukukhuthaza abantu ukuthi bayohlatshwa ijekiseni evikele ukumemetheka kwe-coronavirus. Hatshi ukuhlatshwa kuphela, kodwa uyasho ngempela Umeli ukuthi hayi, Zulukanda ba continue abiding by those World Health Organization precautions. But now Amelie's sentiments, of course, are supported by uhulumeni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa laye ekhuthaza uZulu to continue abiding by these World Health Organization protocols and of course taking the COVID-19 vaccine. So let's head over, Muriya Zimbabwe, to a public service announcement that was produced by the Ministry of Health and Child Care. Here it is President Emmerson Mnangagwa urging people to take the COVID-19 vaccine, uttering similar sentiments to those of Meli Ndlovu. Watch this full clip. Go ahead and head over to the Ministry of Health and Child Care's Twitter page, Facebook page, and of course, our YouTube page. Let's take a look at what uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa was saying in this public service announcement.
I am Emmerson Mnangagwa, the President of Zimbabwe. Since 2020, Zimbabwe, like the rest of the world, has been fighting COVID-19. We have lost many of our loved ones, and those who have survived are still coming to terms with the trauma. Our way of life has changed as we adjust to the new normal. Many of you have been asking, is there a way out? Is there protection against COVID-19? Well, I'm here to tell you that you and I have a role to play in this fight. COVID-19 vaccines have been delivered to Zimbabwe. These vaccines help minimize the risk of infection and are being administered all over Zimbabwe free of charge. You and I need to defeat the disease. So get vaccinated now. This is our stand against COVID-19. Together we will conquer. Get vaccinated now.
Zimbabwe manzwa mashoko ka angashitaura nemutungamiriri wenyika ava Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa apa vanga vachitsigira mashoko amanzwa ka angachiparurwa naMeli Ndlovu uya nayo ane chimwe chirongwa chakanangana nekudzidzisa vanhu nezvekupararira kwedenda reCOVID-19. Meli pamwe chete nemutungamiriri wenyika vaMnangagwa vose vaviri vari kukurudzira vanhanzi aiwa endrai mberi mhuri yezimbabwe muchigamuchira ka zvirongwa zvirimo munyika zvakanangana nekudzivirira kupararira kwedenda recovid-19 pari zvino munyika pane chirongwa chakanangana nekubaya vanhu nhomba inodzivirira kupararira kwedenda iri pamwe chete zvekare vari kukurudzira vanhu kuti vaendere mberi vachiongorora aya anonzi nechirungu maworld health organization protocols apo pamunenge muchikurudzirwa kuti hanzi chezai maoko musasangane neuwandu hwenyu pamwe chete nekufamba muchisanitiza maoko enyu. Now, Amuri Zimbabwe, once again, those were sentiments by President Emmerson Mnangagwa, echoing similar sentiments to those of Umeli Ndlovu. Early on tonight, Pano Pachirongwa Chirichirichiriki, I mentioned that our conversation is not just going to be ending on these youth-led initiatives. However, we're going to be continuing our discussion looking back at the year 2021. This week, we're going to be focusing on the arts sector. We're going to be bringing in a lot of people that brought smiles and hearts to your lives throughout the year 2021, as we're going to be recapping on events that happened in 2021 and, of course, how a lot of young people coped. Now, to start off this entire conversation, we're going to be joined by Tati the Man, who is a prominent comedian who creates skits around everyday events that happen in Zimbabwe. So without wasting time with Zimbabwe, let's head over to Tati the Man, who talks to us more about his career as a comedian. And, of course, we look back at some of the things that happened in 2021. Let's head over to my conversation that I had with Tati, who joined me via Skype.
What inspires me, I think pretty much, it's not as if you know Taura, kind of kuyimba, kind of ekta, anything that people aren't thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, if the statement is put the voice of the people is the voice of God, then it's also as comedians, we are also the voice of the people, so which also happens to be the voice of God. Anyway, I'm wearing my voice as soon as my sister, but the thing is, Chirungo Chaura,
mm-hmm.
It just happens because it's so maybe to name kind of like exposure, yeku amplifier, Zinzuko Funga could die. So, inspiration and motivation, you go to automatic. It's just maybe you to go to ability and a gift. Gift you convey as in a way you go to go to Tambira.
So tell me something, Safi. Where does comedy come from for you?
It is, like I said, Zango Tanga is an accident. My elections, my elections. Gumba challenge, you know, in chairperson Mezeka. So in Inua, Vanda decided to go to Oyango, and then I posted it online. I didn't go to a Google joke. I wasn't even serious about it. I wasn't doing it, nobody in Drakuti in this way as a comedy or anything. Dango it always a joke. To my surprise, people loved it. In the inbox, when one like, I wonder, since you're really good, page that on the rip. I didn't even have a page. But I actually had to create one and then started getting serious with it and then started creating more content. And 1 year later, here we are.
All right. Well, whilst focusing on your comedy, let us head over to one of Tafi's skits. So you have a firm idea about his work. Everyone would say hi. Okay, let's take a look at one of his skits.
Tongo auta, kuti pane makororo,
on the cheese ice cream. Let it be the rest of the backup plan. Let you want nothing but the Napoleon on the night.
A comedy skit there by Taffy LeMann, the man himself that we have on the show. He was focusing on a very, very momentous event that happened in Zimbabwe in 2017. That was the 2017 coup, or of course what a lot of analysts would refer to it as, military action taken against Owain Mongameli, the former president, Mr. Robert Gabriel Mugabe. Now, Taffy, let's bring it back to your skits, mate. Your skits here, you don't just focus on politics, but you talk a lot about the challenges that Zimbabweans face. Tell us more about the inspiration behind those skits.
Okay. And gatin bo chawrele jo comedy chi basara endere. Now, basically comedy ukango ta joke munagaseka watopedza basa.
Eh.
Tsatata mbota anything. No purpose, no tones of the comedy. The main purpose of comedy is just to bring laughter. However, over the years, comedy has evolved. So it does more than just make people laugh. It informs, you know, educator. Part of what we do, you have to, that's a background. With Zimbabwe, only one national broadcast, and it's been the case since independence. So in other words, Van Wanwana information through my eyes, a woman. In other words, people, especially Vakuma Misha, Kumisha Kuma Duzeva, Vano Ziva Jin, information is according to how men wants them to see things.
Mm-hmm.
That's not your propaganda. And there's nothing wrong about propaganda. Every government under the sun needs no chance of propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
However, the problem with propaganda is a situation where Pasina private media is sound.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like once you have a country, you know, in a state broadcaster, that means Jawanongwana is a propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so. Then comes in my content creators, like I just said, where we begin to bring out my issues, mamwe, ekuti maybe people don't know about them.
Mm-hmm.
But that creates awareness. Chiro mamwe acha avanoziva. Tinobvata buritsa imwe angle yekuti maybe vanhu vasikuita take seriously or vanga vasina kuzviona. But tinozvipackage in a way yekuti zvinenge zviri funny. Even if you don't get the idea kana kuti concept kana kuti zvati kutsvaka kubring out you at least laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But because one idea to put out a well, great. But otherwise, that's the reason why we do what we do.
You mentioned that as a comedian, your job is to inform, entertain, and most importantly, educate. Speak to us more about the importance of your job, especially during such times whereby people are seeking more education on things like us, for example, the COVID-19 pandemic, and other bills that are being passed in Zimbabwe as we speak. Speak to us more about the importance of your job as an entertainer or a comedian in this aspect, in this light.
No, humor is the only thing that's keeping us sane.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say that again and again and again. Mm-hmm. I say humor is the only thing keeping Zimbabweans sane.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, we joke about everything. We joke about kushayeka kwesuga. We joke about kushayeka kumafuta cooking oil. We joke about kushayeka petrol. We joke about mama bank queues. We joke about everything. Mm-hmm. If we don't do that, though, there's going to be trouble. You see, so you have to understand that Isuzu, we are powerless. We cannot face, the full power, ZANU PF machinery. It's way too powerful. We're not going to have any way of dealing with it. The only thing is to face our troubles, face our sorrows, and somehow find humor out of it and be able to at least live, take it day as it comes. So when we create my videos and we'll see, so at least someone, can forget about the fact that kuti aruda kuwe kuti bire mota mani kumuta bozi ambya vake vaka meza tsono vakafa kana kuti kune school fees kuti wapa munhu atole 3 months asingabhadharwi kana kuti mwanake atori serious apada kuminisa kuparenya apa pama doctors ari pa strike kana kuti vazonzi ne hurumende takupai mari hamusiri pa strike but ghosti ndokuti akatomborina ma surgical tools and there is a very important surgery inopangwa kuitika kuti mwana ararama. This person is stressed. You understand? So when that I've received emails, countless emails about people writing my hospitals even saying Chaffee, I'm in hospital right now, I'm not feeling well, man, but just watching your videos just made me laugh and it's what's keeping me sane. I'm like, this is why I do what I do. Mm-hmm. You understand? So it's something that is so touching to get an email like that from someone with literally fighting for their life in the hospital and them telling you, Kuti, bro, I see what you're doing and it's really touching me and it's making me feel better, even just for a minute. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. it.
All right, Chaffee, let me hold you there on the line. Thakazo Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, Wushelo Silo Chaffee, the man, Umashegi, is a comedian. He creates a lot of entertainment skits, and he posted on Facebook, he posted on YouTube, on Instagram, on social media, whereby he's educating about Zimbabwe, but he does it in a very humorous manner. Let us head over to another skit that was created and prepared by Chaffee the Man, and when we come back, Chaffee the Man.
Toko pa airtime ere mama. Airtime yes, badi telesel easy call. Badi telesel easy call. Airtime yes. Hello.
Iwa Dickson, usata kuti pambi yetu wazvinzwa.
Mama landlord makasimbere.
Hai wo kusimba kwei. Ndikutamba ye rent Dickson.
Ndrukuziya mama, pane zvandirungo.
Hai waho. Ndaburitsere zvinhu zvako Dickson.
Pane zvandani.
For 5 hours. Bye.
Airtime yes, bad teleso easy call.
Kana zami chitonga, zami pevi chitonga, kusikira madonga, amera nyanga. Kana mtemo wacho futi tinochi. Kana zami chitonga, zami pevi chitonga, kusikira madonga, amera nyanga. Kana mtemo wacho futi tinochi, ya wakaramba chita naro. Toti zowa tuno ota kusikira ame. Saka na zanga stoke vatombonyarira zvakutoti zii
shoko
ivo vongomira chete kudya sadza tichivarimira
manaka saka ndiana matikutingisa airtime kusika madhonga ane nyanga aya
I was a kid.
A comedy skit there done by Taffy the man himself as Rugandaba, the Gubonanjani, Muguzwana, say Kaishi. Kana muchifara maskits at Taffy the man, right? My comment section. I want Ayo Taffy, I want to was a chukwari, but I support on a fara, and a basara arbita. Mukuzan, Pasir was a nation which comes Zimbabwe. Taffy, back to you, mate. You talk about a lot of real stuff in your comedy clips. Like I said earlier on, you talk about the challenges that the everyday Zimbabwean faces. Would you argue your work as a comedian, your work as an entertainer, your work as in what others would argue an educator, has led to any change for the ordinary Zimbabwean?
Well, I guess time will tell. I don't want to make a statement that will sound as if that wasn't true, that regime change agenda, but you know how these things are. So I don't want to, publicly make a statement to say, well, yeah, we are making comedy to bring about, or rather to subvert a constitutionally elected government. As it, I don't want to say that. However, what I will say is, you see, at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
The power is with the people. And at the end of the day, in the fullness of time, when enough is enough, people will know what they want and they will do what they will have to in order to realize what needs to be realized.
All right. Well, the reason we have you here is the comedy skits. So I want to show people more of these comedy skits, mate. Let me hold you there on the line, Taffy, and then when you come back, Zulubandaba, let's head over to another comedy skit, Ega Taffy the Man, and when we come back, to Kwegela Pabili. Once again, Chienramberi Chine Urukuro, Epa Chirongwa Chine Taffy the Man, Saga Chiangi Chienramberi Chikurukura, Na Taffy the Man.
Wait on my jokes, wait Dr. Manesu, and go to my votes. Come on,
I Hansi na chapitha man kanyikaka. Aiwa god. Mwere Zimbabwe tipe yo ma comments enyu nyorai maondre enyu. Mwpa page retore pa Facebook pa VOA shona. Mwchichi uzaoka maondre enyu. Deje urukuru ya chupi kapano. Tina chapitha man. We're trying to entertain you all as we prepare to enter into the new year 2022. Also remember you can write your festive greetings in the comments section. Mwere Zimbabwe as we speak. We're broadcasting on VOA shona. Here in Debele. Level VOA Studio 7. Tuffy, unfortunately, time has run out with our conversation here. You know, all good things must come to an end. As we wrap up, what are your last words for our audience?
Yeah, my last words is, guys, poor Zimbabweans, I know things are tough, things are hard. Things are hard for everyone, especially when down Pacho, Rasangawa. Can never, you know, there are no words are enough to describe, and one would be lying to say, bro, I feel what you're going through, but hey, there is a God in heaven. In due time, you know, it's a chance. I know it's hard. It's not what many of us want to hear, but you know, it's a chance. In due time, it's chatable.
Mate, kindly tell the audience who liked your work where they can find more of your work, because I'm sure a lot of people are curious. What else do know? She said it.
Right. Nungo Nyurauti Tafi the Man across all social media. However, on Facebook, page Rangurnonzi Zimba.com. Otherwise, in my social media, yes, Ugango Nyurauti Tafi the Man, particularly by YouTube. The YouTube channel, no problem to subscribe because you got no one else more married for doing what you're doing because the money is a human being. So if you just type Tuffy the Man on YouTube, you'll be able to subscribe and start following content which go on all every time, but no poster. And also, let me take this opportunity to say Merry Christmas to everyone and have a prosperous new year.
Well, Muri Zimbabwe, thank you so much, Tuffy, for taking time out to be with us on the program. I'm Sokoza Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, so speaking of my person and going on for you too, Lord Tuffy the Man. However, Muri Zimbabwe, before we continue and bring on our next guest who's joining us, let's head over to another skit prepared by Tuffy the Man. And when we come back, speaking to the youth of Zimbabwe as we entertain you ahead of the new year 2022. Well, Muri Zimbabwe, let's head over to another skit prepared by Tuffy the Man.
Chiwanesane chiwuya ipano chiwanesane kavakuru changamire. Chiwuya ipano chiwanesane kavakuru changamire. Chokwada chipunze ukama sangishane munori femera. Daita dilane misigavu nyasinyonga nyonga inopera. Mungu sangishane achiribe asika munori nyanyira. Daita dilane inikonde chansinyonga nyonga inomira. Lemi uoma zimba inuwayo.
Well, Muri Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Tuffy the Man. Shout out to Tuffy the Man for joining us. To everyone joining us, Moria Zimbabwe, you're tuned into Live Talk at The Connection. Unfortunately, this is a pre-recorded broadcast. What this means in Tswana Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, is you cannot join us live as per usual. However, as I mentioned earlier on, Siloke, Sikubigela Pambili, Sitsagaza, Emakafinetu, Facebook, Amachachu, VOA, and Devere VOA, Shona, Pongachetunifa VOA Studio 7. So go ahead and leave your feedback in the comments section, and most importantly, seeing as though this is the last year of 2000, the last show of 2021, go ahead and leave your festive greetings, Modifai Hamane Shangwari, in the comments section. And of course, wishing them a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now, Modifai Zimbabwe, next up, we're joined by Mrs. K as we continue the discussion, speaking to Zimbabwean youth about the year 2021. Once again, I wasn't joking when I said we're going to be joined by people who brought smiles to your hearts and joy to your lives in the year 2021. Now, Mrs. K is a multi-award winning musician. He managed to bag a lot of awards throughout the year of 2021. And most importantly, he was able to fly the Zimbabwean flag very high, collaborating with award-winning producers and DJs and artists from international places. For example, Brazil. He recently partnered up with Rosen, and a duo, Drunky Daniels. These are all Brazilian acts, and others. So without wasting time, Moria Zimbabwe, let's head over to the conversation that we had with Mrs. K to hear how his 2021 went, and of course, what he has in store for the audience in 2022.
Thank you so much for having me on the show today. The year 2021 has been an amazing year for me as a musician. We got great responses from the public on the music that we put out. Also, I got to feature and work with a lot of amazing artists. I work with Raul Bryan all the way from Botswana. I work with Rosen Music from Brazil. I work with DJ Soltera, also from Brazil. It's been an amazing year. Not to mention that to top it all off, we won Best Male Artist at the Bulawayo Arts Awards 2021.
Before, you recently had the I Love Mrs. K performance in Bulawayo. Now, this performance, or this event, per se, received a lot of positive reviews online, received a lot of positive reviews from people who are in attendance. But I'd like to hear from you as the organizer, from you as the headliner, from you as the host of the event. How was the event in your eyes? And of course, is this something you're looking to host again anytime soon?
The I Love Mrs. K concert was such an amazing experience and a great show. And I'm really warmed by all the positive reviews that we got and the support that everyone showed and how everyone turned up and came through for the show. Definitely, I'm looking into turning this into a yearly event.
Now, of course, while speaking of your music, bro, in 2021, you made a lot of moves, a lot of waves internationally and locally. You featured on a song with a Brazilian duo, Drunky Daniels. You featured on Find Me with Rosen, all Brazilian acts. You worked with Zimbabwean legends such as Busam Kaya. You put out amazing music such as Ngawuzu Moya Wami with Awakiwe and Mzo 7 and others. Man, you've released a lot of amazing music in 2021, and you seem like you're not stopping anytime soon. Now, I guess looking back at this year, 2021, how do you feel about the music you've released?
I feel really, really good about the music that we made and put out this year, from No Turning Back with Drunky Daniels to Come and Find Me with Rosen Music, Only You When I Wait to with Raul Bryan from Botswana, Gamnandi with Ntulisi Patrick, also lately Say My Name with Soltera all the way from Brazil. It's been an amazing year musically.
Well, Zulukanda Babushelo Silo and Sis K, Moria Zimbabwe, as we continue the discussion speaking to Zimbabwean youth, as we look to entertain you, as we prepare, of course, to enter 2022, or 2022, Namu 2022, Moria Zimbabwe, Chumbo Kurukura, Nam CK, another young Zimbabwean, Arukita Zuno Shamin, Sazuno Dadisa, Arukshana Nema Azro, who produced a lot of amazing things in the year 2021. and a multi award winning artist, without wasting time with Isababu, let's head over to a young performance that was done by Mrs. Cades, and it was a virtual performance done online early on this year. Lapa, he seems to be performing his song, Nauz Moyawam, featuring Awatiwe and others. Let's take a look.
I see ya. Nauz Moyawam. Yeah. I bo. Nauz Moyawam. Kubonu kambale tere ifuna. Nauz Moyawam.
Ingoma Mzizike uthi Nauz Moyawam. Beautiful, beautiful love song. Those are some of the songs that you guys should start placing on your playlist. Valentine's just around the corner, which is going good. Just came back to you, bro. You know, this year, like I said, back to your music, you featured on a lot of music, a lot of songs. As we about to close the year, just this month, December, I saw you released another song featuring M. Patrick titled Ramnandi. Tell us more about that song.
Gamnandi with Mthulisi Patrick is a so-called love song on an amapiano vibe. We recorded it during the year, and then we released it now because we felt like it was appropriate for the season. It's that song that will get people in the groove, get people dancing everywhere.
Unfortunately, it's Kathy Sitterfield in Mangoi Bafo. We have to prepare to bring in our next guest. All good things, unfortunately, have to come to an end. Siyabonga kakhulu ngokuba la sibuhlelo, kodwa sigqiba ingxoxo yethu. Bengicela ukuphosela amazwi akho okugcina kubalaleli ngolwimi lukamama ngesiNdebele. Amayelana ngomnyaka ozayo, umnyaka ka-2022, ukuthi kahle kahle abantu kumele bakhangelele ukuthi uMrs. K uzakwethelela uZulu izinto ezinjani.
Kumnyaka ozayo oka-2022 is going to be very, very exciting. The fans should look out for more music from Mrs. K. They should look out for more features and collaborations with international artists from Mrs. K. They should also look out for Mrs. K album, Epuma Ngomnyaka 2022. Also, in 2022, we're going to do more shows and engage more with the fans and the public. Sazoba mnandi.
Well, once again, siyabonga kakhulu bafo, siyabonga, sithanda ukubonga Mrs. K. Zilukandaba, check him out on social media. At I am Mrs. K, with Twitter, with Facebook, with Instagram, he's there, Mrs. K, Mrs. K. Before we head over to our next guest, Zilukandaba Ozabe Lati, Bushele Lechaba Sakulayo, once again, as we entertain you, preparing the whole world, ikakhulukazi thina njengezalwane zeZimbabwe for the year 2022, let's head over to a short clip of Mrs. K's performance. And when we come back, as we speak to the youth of the nation about how their year 2021 went.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mrs. K there, amazing 2021. Shout out to him for joining us. Lapha kuhlelo lwethulabo sakhulayo, besixoxa lo Mrs. K, umhlabelelo okwaziwa kakhulu, odume ngezothando, lo Mrs. K. Remember to follow him on social media and of course, purchase his music online. @IMCK is his username on Twitter and Instagram. So remember to visit his pages. So, Bushelo Lutulaba Sakulayo, Chirongwa D Connection, Winnie, and Mike, Ove, Muria Zimbabwe, Chirotenda Zukurusa, Munuete, Ane Soup, and of Chirongwa Chirichiki, Paris Gino Chambo, Taukuru, and MCK, Kukura Zakarina, Tafisa Man, all prominent young entertainers who are doing amazing things in terms of educating the world about what's happening in Zimbabwe. So, uxolo Zulukandaba. So, abhalani imibono yenu ngalokho okwenzakalayo elizweni elingakhohlwa ngempela, elingakhohlwa njalo Zulukandaba, ukuthi you can still send your festive greetings, write them down on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, kanye labo VOA Studio 7.
Tonight, 2019,
Shout out to Mr. T. Darira. Swa. Inini Darira. Just to know they're partnering up with the Roots of Africa there on the COVID-19 awareness program. Zulugandaba. For those that are looking to listen to more of Jazz Signal's music, or of course, I see the works of Roots Africa, visit their social media pages, Roots Africa on Facebook, and of course, Jazz Signal, you know it all on Twitter and Instagram at Jazz Signal. CG, shout out to him for that message. And because I'm a whole COVID-19. Now, Muriel Zimbabwe was on the discussion, of course, of reviewing the works of young Zimbabweans throughout the year 2021. There's a very, very important event that happened throughout the year of 2021 that really shook the Zimbabwean arts sector. This year in 2021, Zimbabwe saw itself losing one of the most prominent Zim dancehall artists the country has produced. Here we're talking about Soulja Love, who passed away in 2021 due to diabetes. Now, I found it important to revisit this moment to focus more on the impact that Soulja Love had on the Zim dancehall industry and, of course, the Zimbabwean arts industry at large. So to do that, I'm joined by a music journalist, arts journalist, prominent arts journalist, Pilas Mako, as we talk more about the legacy of Soulja Love and, of course, the impact that he has on the arts industry and what a lot of young people stand to learn in the year 2021. Without wasting time, let's head over to that conversation that I had with Pilas Mako.
When I think of Soulja Love, I think of somebody who's, who lived his life and expressed it through music. His music was entirely about his life. And what's quite interesting is that by him telling us his own life story, we resonated with him. He entertained us. He moved and touched so many souls. And we continue to appreciate the music that he made. And he made this music within a very short space of time, but the impact was super, super huge. And the music sort of transcended across all social levels, you know. And that's how powerful his music was, and that's how I remember it.
Speaking of the power of his music, when he passed away, I saw people across the board, old, young, cross-tribal lines, all showing love to Soulja Love, mourning him. What about him do you think radiated with people, especially the youth? The youth seems to come out in their numbers. What about him radiated with them?
I think Soulja Love, the most interesting aspect about him and what made him resonate with especially young people was his ability to understand the struggles of young people. Mm-hmm. But the most important aspect, I think, was his use of street lingo. Not just the use that he created street lingo.
Right.
I think up to date, we've not seen an artist who has managed to create so much street language that people still continue to use up to date.
I had never heard of Kamamonya Ipapo before him.
There was nothing like that. Blah, 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 blah. You know, these were ways that you'd play around and create and everybody would just jump on them.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about his life. When he passed away, I saw a lot of different utterances across the board on social media. And some people were really, they really stood by government's decision of making him a hero. However, some really felt as though he was celebrated too late by government. They felt as though government should have given him the respect that they gave him in death in life. So I want to focus more on how artists are being treated in Zimbabwe in general. Do you feel as though artists are given the right treatment, not just by government, but by people in general, when they are alive in comparison to when they're dead?
I think it's a bit subjective. To some extent, you'd find there are incidences or scenarios where artists are not celebrated or appreciated much when they are alive. But in the case of Soulja Love, I would say, look at his shows. We had thousands of people attending his shows. We had people that loved and people that supported his music. In terms of really being able to buy his music online and stuff, that I'm not so sure because he never really organized his music online that way. You can find it on hundreds of YouTube channels, SoundCloud and other things. So I think he's one person who got quite a good share of support from people. And remember, this one person who openly expressed his political affiliation,
right,
spoke about being ZANU-PF. And we know what has happened to presidents, to other artists that have spoken about their political affiliation and how their musical careers crumbled. But Soulja Love is the only artist that I know to date who continued to speak and sing. He actually made a couple of songs. He switched from praising Mugabe to praising Emmerson Mnangagwa, the president. And that switch alone speaks volumes about the impact that he had. But as far as the government support, I would say the government has really not been supportive of the creative arts. They have not really done much to put in place systems to assist in terms of provision, even in terms of TV. We still have one TV station now, more licensed. But some of those challenges are challenges that artists continue to face. We are not being able to pay artists royalties in time, and the major player being government, ZBC. So the recognition could have come a bit too late, but I think it's still commendable that the government recognized and appreciated him as an artist to say he was a hero. But he was a hero in front of the people before being conferred the status.
As you mentioned, the youth really, they loved him to the core. When we look at his life, what do you think the youth should take away from it to ensure that they can also learn a thing or two?
I think what they should take away from Soulja Love is the resilience, the ability to dream and imagine from a place of despair. Soulja Love came from that hard place. He struggled, he had family struggles, but he also lived on the streets at some point. But he never stopped imagining, he never stopped dreaming. He always believed that your auntie was going to be a successful artist. So I think that's one thing that the young people should be able to take away from the life of Soulja Love.
As we wrap up here, Plot, of course, let me make this a little more personal for you. What songs of his did you like? And most importantly, what do you think? Do you think his legacy will live forever?
My favorite songs from Soulja Love were Ndini Uyawe, and then John Terry, those are Don Ira, Pamamonye Pap Magets. Those are some of my favorite. But I mean, his catalog runs so long. This guy made hundreds of songs within a short space of time. In terms of his legacy living, definitely his legacy lives. He's been recorded in the book of history. You know, generations to come will remember Soulja Love. They will remember a 31-year-old who made so much of an impact that cuts across generations. We saw a major international broadcasting channels paying tribute to Soulja Love. That has not been happening. We saw Jamaican artists coming out in their numbers paying tribute to Soulja Love. And for a very long time, if you remember, a lot of Zim dancehall artists, when they're making music, they always sang and say that one day they hope and dream to make it to Jamaica, where the music journey that they pursuing originated from. And Soulja Love was that connection. He managed to achieve that.
Unfortunately, my time here is up. This is it, Moria Zimbabwe. This is our last show of the year 2021. From me to you, I say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Moria Zimbabwe, meet you on the other side. Meet you in the year 2021. We'll meet here, same time, same place, New Year. I go by the name of Mike Hove. Bye-bye!